It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Ilina Peng. Craving a grilled cheese sandwich or maybe a slice of cheese pizza? I prefer baguette and brie. Well, you're not alone. Recent data shows that Americans ate, on average, 42 pounds of cheese a year. That is more than double since the government started keeping track in 1975. And it is more than all butter, ice cream, and yogurt combined. So, Ilina, why has cheese become so popular?
Yeah, well, there's been a shift somewhat from cheese being like just an ingredient on things like pizza to something that people are also eating a lot on its own. So I know you mentioned just now like a baguette and cheese, and there's also been a lot of cheese boards online that went really viral recently. And I think it's also the case that people are just looking for higher protein and lower sugar snacks with less fear of fat being bad for them. And during COVID, when people couldn't go to restaurants, they were also trying to replicate a lot of their favorite dishes at home. And so that came with a lot of cheese and a lot of butter.
Yeah, a lot of people were trying to bake bread at home, and what goes better with bread than cheese?
Exactly.
So how are companies introducing new products? How are they responding?
They're trying to make cheese a snack for every occasion. So that comes with a lot of different flavor profiles and a lot of different sizes. So, for example, there are snack packs that pair cheese with things like cookies and crackers. Then you get a savory sweet combo. There's also new flavored cheeses like a spicy string cheese or an everything bagel cheese. And then one of my favorites was there was a company that was also doing cracker cut cheeses. So they basically pre-cut the cheese so that it already fits on a cracker for you.
Oh, seriously? Like, you can't do that yourself.
They'll do anything to lower that barrier to get more people to eat it.
You mentioned string cheese. That became a really popular thing to put in kids' lunchboxes.
Yeah, it really did. I think in the past, there was a lot of fear about cheese as a snack, but now it's just a convenient thing that people are adding and seeing as a high protein option. It's also a cheaper protein than meat, for example.
I don't want to be a downer about this, but there is concern about obesity and obesity among kids. And sometimes, you know, like you said, lower sugar, higher protein, that's all great. But, you know, I would eat my weight in cheese if I was allowed.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously it's all about balance. And I think there's also good cheese and bad cheese. Like the least processed cheeses really only require very few ingredients and do make sense when eaten in moderation. But obviously there are also a lot of really deeply processed cheeses that have a lot of things added to them. And there are also cheeses that are added to other very high calorie dishes like a slice of pizza. So I think cheese really runs the gamut in terms of healthy to unhealthy. And so we're seeing an increase on all fronts. But I think the healthy side is really what's driving more of that consumer demand now.
You're talking to the Bay Area, which is sort of like the capital of wine and cheese. So is there a growth in organic artisan farmers market kind of cheeses?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we saw online during the pandemic, there was a lot of conversation surrounding like specialty cheeses and wine cheese pairings, and then a lot more knowledge about like dedicated cheese shops that just retail cheese and specialize in helping people to pair those.
What about cottage cheese, cream cheese, or, you know, my favorite, burrata?
Cottage cheese is definitely seeing a renaissance now, I think. I'm seeing it a lot more as a substitute for yogurt. I think people are also using it a lot in sauces. Burrata, I don't have specific figures on how that has been doing, but it is one of, I think, the most interesting cheeses, and it's definitely gone very viral in recent years.
Oh, yeah. You just put that on a cheese board, and everyone goes for that. Thanks very much. That is Bloomberg's Ilina Peng. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes up at 8 a.m.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.